Thank you for forwarding the McCarthy. Yes, it was a late night.
Timestamps go by.
Yes. Okay. I only recently learned how to do certain things with that thing myself. Usually I sent it to my son to format it, but I figured out, but he told me how to do it. Just doesn't go that fast. All right. So on top of Zion and Aleph, we had the machlokes between Rav on one side and then Rav Khan and Rav Asi regarding, you know, where you put this extra tefach. Now the Gemara introduces on the third, fourth line of Daf Zion and Aleph another opinion, Rabbi Simon, okay, the Itamar Shuvan Levi Omer, okay, another shita. Ose lo tefach shochek umamido bepochos mishlosha tvachim samoch dofen. You make this extra wall. Again, you have two full walls, right? This third wall, you make it a tefach shochek, a loose tefach. We'll see in a moment what that means. Okay, a tefach shochek umamido bepochos mishlosha tvachim samoch dofen, and you put it near one of the defanos samoch dofen. One of the two, in other words, one of the two that form a right angle, whichever side, but you put it not up against it, which was what Rashi said, according to the way some learned Rashi, was the Shita of Rav. Okay, back as you see in the diagrams, again, which may not be accurate in terms of Shita Rashi, we discussed already, but the diagrams they have there in Rashi on Vav Mud Bei. So here, you set up this diagram, which I guess here in Lisa my Gemara is printed as diagram two. You have that there. It's a little bit off that you have also. Yeah. So it's a little bit away from the wall, but it's within three tefachim of the wall. Within three tefachim of the wall. B'chol pachos misholosh samach dofen kelavud dami. And then you apply the rule of lavud, so it's as though it's attached. It's not attached, but it's as though it's attached. So what's going on here exactly? So first of all, let's talk, what is tefach shochak? Modedin b'dalat etzbo she'enam noga zov zod avi tefach umashu. How much is a tefach? So tefach is four fingers. Okay, let's just read. Let's look on the sheet. Okay, the Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph Mud Beis, source number 3, says Omar of Papa tefach de oraisa, the biblical tefach, the tefach of the Torah. We know that it's the width of four fingers. Which fingers? So it says Omar of Papa tefach de oraisa dalad begodel. The godel is a thumb. Okay, now the thumb is a little thicker in most cases than some of the other fingers. So it's four thumb widths, so to speak. That's a tefach. Okay, four thumbs. Okay? Or shis biktana. If you're dealing with the pinky finger, the small fingers, then it's six, with the, you know, six fingers, so it's a little bit thinner than the thumb. Or chomesh betilsa, the third finger, the middle finger, so then it's five. Okay? And Rashi writes there in Menachos Melach Meis Dimas Betilsa, it's the same thing. It ends up the same, different, and so on. Okay? But so that's what a tefach is. The question is, when you're dealing with measurements, so I could press, if I'm measuring my thumbs or whatever finger, I could press them very close together hard, or I could keep it looser, and there'll be a slight difference, right? Whether I press it hard. So that's the difference between, that's what tefach shochek means, loose. Okay? Where it's loose. Okay, that's a Gemara in Erevin, Gimel Mubay, is always back to Erevin. On the bottom of Gimel Mubay, the Gemara says, V'rova mishmed of Nachman Omar, so it's five, kol amos ba'ama bas shisha. Now we know we had that machlokas, actually relates to the essay said about the Aron, right? I mean, it's an interesting discussion. What was inside the Aron? The original Aron, did it have only the Luchos in it? The Gemara Bababasa Daf Yadalit, or it had the Luchos and a copy of the Sefer Torah. Okay, that's a machlokas of Meir Nebihud in Baba Basa Daf Yadalmud Beis, where according to one opinion of Meir, so again we know what the measurements of the Aron were because it says in Chumash, Arvasai Machetzi Arkav, Machetzi Achmav, Machetzi Kamasol, as it says. But the question is, how do you measure and how many Tvachim and Amats? It depends how you measure. So was there room inside for the Aron for anything but the actual Luchos? And so the Machlokas over the end of Gemara, depending how you measure it, did they put a copy of the Sefer Torah inside the Aron, or the other opinion is that it wasn't inside, but there was some kind of a board or shelf that extended from the Aron, and the Sefer Torah rested on that. So it's an interesting question, you know, it's the structure, but it had to do with the measurements. So there, the Gemara in Erevin, So that's a question. Amos 6 Tvachim, Amos 5 Tvachim, we alluded to once or twice here too. So there in Erev and Gimel Beis, it says, Rav Mishmei, the Rav Nachman Amar, Kol Amos Bama Bashisha, Ela Halolo Shochakos, Balolo Atzevos. He discusses two things, and I don't care about the issue, it's there right now, but the difference between Shochakos and Atzevos. Shochakos is loose, and Atzevos is tight. So and Rashi there says, Halolo Shochakos, Amos Kilayim, Moded in Mitvachim Gedolim. When measuring the distance between fields for the purpose of being able to plant different types of produce in it, the problem of kilayim, right? You're not allowed to cross mix. And so the question that I told you last week, I think, that Mishnayos and Maseches Kilayim explain exactly how far apart it has to be, except for fields, so not to. So anybody, so there it's mentioned, Amos Kilayim, Moded Mitvachim Gedolim, which Shukka Mobi, it's Atsevos Mitzum Samos. They're tighter, more limited, Luchumrum. Okay, again, why is it Chumrah? The Gemara then asked, but that's not our problem. I just want to show you the distinction between Shochakos and Atzevos. Shochakos means loose, and Atzevos means tight. So, Rabbeinu Chananel, there in Erevin, his parish on that is printed on Dalman Aleph, so it's 7. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, 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 Shokilayim, it's a shohokos, pure miravchos, revach, there's space, right? Kederach hashokhe sheposik sfosav va'etzav mabikam. I'm not sure what he means. Someone opened his mouth, I don't know, sochek, someone talking or chuckling, I'm not sure. And atzav is, you know, when a person's happy and he opens his mouth when he's angry or nervous, you see, he pulls his lips together very tight. And that's how he explains the word shohokos and atzav, so I understand correctly. Shokhek, I'm not sure he means sochek, like someone's happy, so you know, you smile, you open your mouth, and if you're sad and upset, you purse your lips, so to speak, in a very... But be that as it may, actually, look at the Rambam, the parish of Mishnah, the Rambam, Erevin Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that Mishnah says, V'inyan mitzumtzum, shu etzbos yorcha d'chuko zu lezu, be'esha t'sha'er sheishas ha'tvachem. Okay? Utlachtim ad kama shetuchal. You press them, you know, that's one way, the chukos, the shein of mitzumzum, who hefech zeh, who shetasher etzbaos yorcha smuchazul, zu beli lachat, ele yekanes ha'or b'neim, a little light can get through, it's like they're touching, but they're very loose, okay? And then the Rambam writes, u'zchor klal zeh, remember that, al tavchein loch zor ala b'chol mokum, don't make me have to repeat this, okay, the Rambam is telling you there, that's what it means, shochakos anatzevah, so we better remember it, the Rambam told us, remember it, so getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says that this extra tefach board that constitutes the third wall of the sukkah should be measured at the tefach, but it's a tefach shochek, which is a little loose. So actually, it comes out to be slightly bigger than a tefach, actually. The actual tefach is when it's, you know, here, shochek, loose your fingers, it's a little, it's like a tefach umashu. Right, that's a Rashi, now look back in Rashi. Tefach shochek, modin b'dalas moshe enam nogo zubizu. Don't let him even touch. Like the Rambam said there in the Parish of Mishnah Erevin, let air come through, it's a space, light come through, so it's not quite tight. Okay, it's close, but it's not tight. And therefore, he says, that adds up, says Rashi, to a tefach umashu, to actually being a little bit more than a tefach. That's the rule of this wall. It's a said Rabbi Simon, or Shimon Levi, whoever it was. He said, and you put it within three tefachim of the one of the other walls, or one of the right angle walls, and it becomes like a lovet. Rashi says, umamido bepachos migimel, somoch la'achas atfarnos, Upachos migimel kelavud, v'havilei kemechita shel dalat tefachim. So now, if we think about it, the space has to be a little less than, slightly less than three tefachim, because three tefachim is already too much for lavud. Lavud is up to three tefachim. Okay, so you make it slightly less than three tefachim, but with the board itself being slightly more than a tefach, the grand total is four tefachim, because it's three minus a mashu plus one plus a mashu. So that adds up to the four. Okay, what good does that do? Umeshev sukkah shiva. Okay, now the length of a sukkah, the middle length of a sukkah, is seven tvachim, like we had earlier. Nimtza rubo shel dolphin osi. Now you have the majority of the wall is there. A majority of a halachic wall, because the minimum size of a sukkah wall is seven tvachim. Here you have four tvachim, because you have the lovewood part, which is a slightly less than three tefachim. You have this extra board, which is one tefach plus a mashu. Okay, so therefore together it's four tefachim, which is the majority of seven. So that's why you have to do it that way, according to Rabbi Simon. Got it? Yes? Now, Tosa says, Oso tefach shofe, kone bepachos migimel, samach ledofen, lo yoy lechoshev ketefach machmas lovewood. He says, just a kone, just a thin board, okay, put that within three lavud, won't work, okay, to make it a tefach because of lavud. The halachach boy tefach shochet is dofen zeh rochav arba tfochim. We want the total to be at least four tfochim, okay, kede pirish bekuntris, kede she rov dofen, the shiar b'shiva, tfochim amashu, here it says shiva tfochim amashu. Remember we discussed that earlier in the year. Is it shiva tfochim, shiva tfochim amashu? Rashi, by us here, doesn't have the gears of amashu, Tosus did. But I don't know if that problem now, some say it shouldn't be there, so we don't go into that. We spoke about that, okay? Let's assume it's shiva tfochim. Okay, then he has a different thing, but od, the kabotel, the kabotel avira. Otherwise, it's Mavatali Abir from the each side, which may come back to that point. But in the Tosa is saying more or less like Rashi, okay, namely that you want to have the result being a four tefach wall. Okay, a four tefach wall. So he said just putting a kana within three to less than three tefachim near the border of the end of one of those right angle walls, that is not going to be enough because lo yoel lechashim ketefach machmas lavud. Okay, that's not going to work together with lavud because it won't give you the four. That's why you have, it won't give you a total of four. It gives you a board within three tefachim. That's not good enough. You want to have, in other words, Tosfos wondered, why don't you just put up a thin board, even less than a tefach, right? Within three tefachim. So no, it's not a matter of it being attached. It's a matter of the total being four tefachim. That's what Tosfos points. That's just basically what Rashi says. Now, it's interesting. One could ask, is Rabbi Simon or Itam Rabbi Shimon Levi, are they coming to argue on what we had before with Rav, or they're just interpreting, okay, or they're saying that, no, even this works also. In other words, this Rashi's way, let's learn Rashi the way we have in the diagram that was the Maharam, okay. In other words, so what's Rav, what's Rabbi Simon here doing is the question. So, is Rabbi Simon disagreeing, saying, no, it has to be this way? No, it could be Rashi, or even if it's removed from the wall. Okay, it's also good. So the Chedusha Ritva in 10 says, Umiyo le'inyan hilchasa, leslan ela krib simen v'shem v'shem levi. If that whole machlokas between Rav, with the, whether it's keneged hayotze, or it's keneged rosh tor, with all the different permutations that we had last week, he says, Dama osa tefach shoch, we follow the simen v'shem v'shem shoch, and we do pachos megimel somad ofan. We'll get that later. Ulahu perusha the parshina keneged ayotzi samoch lachatonos efshar haya lomar Yeshua Levi lo polegad the Rav the Levi the Ben Midrasha. Could be he's not arguing. Ela to come a forish the lav samoch adofen mamish ela pochas migimel the samoch lo. You could say that again. Let's learn Rashi the way we have in the picture on the bottom of Ovid Beis. You could say that. The chiddush of Shimon Levi or Simon, whoever it is you don't have to have it attached the way it is in the diagram there. Even if it's detached, as long as what it's within lavud, it's also good. You could say that that's what Shimon Levi meant. Okay, as long as it's within lavud, it's also good. And therefore, efshar elam with Shimon Levi, lo polegad the Rav and Levi and the Bei Midrasha, right? Because we said v'chein mor and Bei Midrasha, maybe keneged ayotze. And he's not arguing. He's saying, "Ela to come forest to love some of the living mamish." Ela pochas megimel some is also good. Ela the lishna mash of the poly. The language implies that he disagrees. But the kamar, Rav Simon v'itamer v'shuvan Levi omar. The lo kamar omar Rav Simon v'itamer v'shuvan Levi. Where do you put the omar? It's not random. Sometimes it more begins omar of Yehuda, or it'll say Rav Papa omar. Sometimes the omar is before the name, and sometimes omar is after the name. So the Ritva is positing here, and it's elsewhere also, that when it says so-and-so Omar, okay, when it says so-and-so Omar, so then that's coming to argue, as opposed to Omar so-and-so, he's just coming to add, okay? And that's how it works out. So therefore, the Ritva says, based on the Lashon, it looks like he's arguing that he would say that way, the way Rashi is no good. Okay, now, this leads us into why was we no good? So what happened to Lavud? The answer is that's what Tosos was driving at. Tosos is saying that we're trying to say, no, you have to have most of the halachic third wall. Halachic third wall minimum is 7 tefachim. So you have to have the majority of that, which is 4 tefachim. Well, how are you going to do that with a board that's only 1 tefach? I mean, the Lashon HaGemara, Shtayim Kol Chosach, Shita Filo Tefach. How in the world are you going to... The answer is two steps. Tefach Shochak, so it's a little more than a Tefach. And it's a little less than three Tefachim away from the wall. So you, then you have a total. For Rashi's way, you don't have a majority of the wall. Rashi says you have two Shtayim Kol Chosach, and the third one could be just a Tefach. They don't have a majority of a wall. What they're learning, what Rav Simon is saying, no, you need the majority of a third wall. Now that's a chiddush, because that's not, but that's how he understands the shlisa filo tefa. Okay, you know, we don't have to say that. It depends. Does the third wall have to be a dolphin? Or no, the third wall, the halacha Moshe Misina is saying that a tefa wide is a dolphin. Finished. For the third wall, all you need is a tefa. You don't need the majority. And Rav Simon, or Rav Shimon Levi, is coming and saying, no, the third wall has to be a wall also. It has to have most of the minimum shear of wall. How do you do that with the tefach? So it's when it's three tefachim away. So then that's how you do it. Okay? Yeah.
We're assuming that when they say rove, they mean rove of the smallest shear. I mean, they wouldn't hold that if you had a bigger sukkah.
I don't think so. Because halacha, that's a dofan of a sukkah. Right. Okay? Right. You wouldn't say there are 10 tefachim, they have to be 5. Yeah. Or 6. No, that's correct. Now, yeah.
Okay. Rashi,
I think Rashi, which way? Rashi,
some halachas has the finos. Right, and you need less than 3.
That's one of which. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether they like the sukkahs, you're saying. What are you saying?
Meaning, if the tefach has to be, can be touching.
Right. That's what it looks like. Yeah, correct. Because if you hold that the goal is to create a wall.
This is according to Rashi, clearly Rips Simon.
His argument. Yes, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Right, that's what Tavos says. That's how he learns it. Okay, and the root of that is actually in the Ramban, in the Muhammad's here in Sukkah, Beis and Beis. Okay, when he has the whole Sukkah, I printed the whole thing. I'll look back in the Ramban. It's only two lines. I want to show you. He says, "Well, Amdu Divrei Rav." After the Ramban explained the whole Machloka is a Rav on one side and Rav Kana Rav Asi on the other side with the Drosh Tor, we did that already. Then the Ramban says, "We Amdu Divrei Rav." And Rav's position stood. Ad shebar Rav Simon v'cholak, he says mefurish. He argued. The Amar shamida pachas megimel samach ledofen. Okay, umater komesh arum achashesh beketzer bekitzer or beketzer meshach sukkah tana. He says the whole wall is good because sof kol sof you have the minimum length of a wall of a kosher sukkah, right? Umater komesh arum allows that whole wall to be viewed as a whole third wall. However big the sukkah is. Because you have at least the minimal length of a sukkah wall, a sukkah tana, im shnei levudim da asi hilchus of agaris l'shishu kim tahachi. Okay, mesha sukkah tana im shnei levudim da asi, because what he's saying is that with the other law, the loved beyond the four, so basically the seven, it comes out that way. But anyway, the point is, and that's what Moshe Misina says. It makes that third wall viable. Okay, anyway, so I'm just, but I was more interested in the word chalak. He clearly learns, Ramban does, that Simon is arguing on Rav. And that's how the Ritvos assumes also. And as you say, that's a Rashi to say also, because the goal is to have a seven tefach wall. Okay? Good. Now, the question is that Doraisa? That's Halacha Moshe Misina, right? So what is Simon saying? Is he saying that's the definition of the Halacha Moshe Misina is Shtayim Kol Chosach B'Shlisa Filo Tefach? Is he saying that that's Doraisa? He's arguing, but he's saying he's arguing on a Doraisa level, so to speak, on a Dorbana level. I mean, it could now that we said both according to Mitzvah and Ramban and simple reading Rashi told us that Rabbi Simon is arguing. Is he arguing on a Doraisa level? And to be Doraisa, it's no good. Or he's saying no, the Rabbanan imposed that it should look like a fourth, a third wall. So it's interesting, if you look in the Gemara later, down on the bottom of the page, going over really, it's really on Zion Bay, it's Gufa Amarocha, or Rabbi, whatever it is, Sikech al Gabe Mavoy. Okay, Sheyesh Lo Lechi, Sheyesh. So remember what a Mavoy is, right? Mavoy is the entryway, and it's got, let's say, buildings on both sides, and an alleyway in the middle, and then there's an entrance. Again, you picture the old Shuk and Meir Sharm, the other place we have, you know, these alleyways, and the front, the opening for the main street is less than, you know, it's not more than the 10 amos, and so we discussed that last time. That's called a pirza, not a pesa, but let's say it's less than 10 amos. So you can, for carrying, because you can put a lechi on one side of this opening. Okay? So basically, I don't know, no more. Okay. But let's say you have a, you can picture it, right? There is no picture here, but you can picture it, that it is. You have this opening, they're building on each side, there's an alleyway in the middle, and they put a lechi at the very beginning, where they, by the street. And now if you put tzchach across the top of that alleyway, sometimes in, like in, you know, in Machanu Yehuda, it's covered, right? In Machanu Yehuda, it's, you know, buildings that it's covered in some places, right? So you put tzchach over there, is that a good sukkah? You only have two walls, and you have the lechi on the third wall, right? So the Gemara says, it says, yes, it works. He says, sikech, top of Zion of Beis, sikech, agabe mavish, yesh alechek shera, okay, it's going to be kosher. That works. Even though you have two walls plus only one lechi. Okay, which is not the tefach necessarily or anything. We'll get to the Gemara later. But look what Tosu says now. The Velasa Sichech. Sichech agabe mavish yesh alechek shera. Bein lemandar perk come to Erevin. Lechi mishum hekera, which we discussed earlier in the year. Whether you hold the lechi just a heker or it's an actual mechitza, he says, kosher. Ma inyan sukkah, the boy mechitzes da oraiso, lemovi da abonon. Okay, what do you mean? By sukkah, me da oraiso, you need to have mechitzes. A mavi is only da abonon, so it's like the da oraiso, but lo lechi shari. You don't even need a lechi. The abonon said it's a lechi, so how's that going to work with sukkah? Okay, the shlomo da mairi be lechi tefach. Can I read a little? The mairi da pochas me gimel samach ledofen da haino me da abonon. So LMI, what are we talking here about, says Tosis? Where this lechi is a tefach. So then that's the exact case that we had. Okay, that's the exact case. But it says Darbonon. So it sounds like this din, that you have to put it, what emerged from that Tosis is that this din is Darbonon. This din that it has to be, within three tefachim to create the lovud, and have the minimum of four tochim, which is the majority of a minimal length, that's all Darabonim. Okay? And this din of a tefer shochek is a din Darabonim. So in other words, midoraisa, it sounds like it would suffice with any tefach. It doesn't have to be tefer shochek. You don't have to have this cheshbon, it has to be a majority of wool. That's Darabonim. What's interesting is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Prima Gadim, Orachayim, Simon Tov, for Shalom, and the Mishpat Zosazov, it's this comment on the So cotton bays 14. He says, "Umashma tefach shochet min haTorah bina dafka tefach shochet." It's mashma that we do raisa need a tefach shochet. This cheshbon of having the majority of the walls, and that's a doraisa, because that's the position of the bach. That's what he says in that simon tofrei shlamet cotton bays in the mishpat zav. However, in the eshal avram, which is commentary on avram, right? The Prima Gadim wrote two commentaries to wherever he wrote commentary, he wrote two commentaries to the main. The first on the page. So in Or HaChaim, the main portion of the page are the Taz, okay, and the Magen Avraham. So the comment on the Taz is called Terezov, it's called Mishpat Zav, and the comment on the Magen Avraham is called Eshal Avraham. The Yerodea is commentaries on the Taz and the Shach. Taz is still called Mishpat Zav, the Shach is called Sifsei Das, right? So the Prima Gadim always comments on the super commentaries of the. He's a super commentator on those commentaries in the page of Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, in his commentary on the Magen Avraham, Eshal Avraham, so you call it Zion, that's Simon, Tov Reish Lamed, the heavy Odea, the Minat Torah boys bathe the Rebbe's Arim, the Tefach, two whole ones, the Tefach Samuk Vesulo, Umidra Banan, Tefach Shoche, Pachos Migil Tavah. So Tos also says, there, the, before he said that, not Tos, I forgot him. It also says that the Rabbanim. It's a little bit of a stira to what he said in Source 14, because there he said, Midah Minat Torah, Bidin Tefa Shoche. See that? The distinction between 14 and 15? In 14, in the Mishpat Zohar, the Taz writes, the Prima Gadim writes on the Taz, Midah Minat Torah, Bidin Dafka Tefa Shoche. And here in the Eshavon, the Magen Avraham, in 15, he says, Minat Torah or anything else, Midah Rabbanim Tefa Shoche. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bira Halacha, the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Lamed on Tziv Beis, okay, it goes, Ayin Prima Gadim Shem Abach, Zem Ad Abonam, Abal HaTefach Shoke, Das HaPrima Gadim Shem Zav, Du Min HaTorah. Okay, so he quotes that the Bach holds the Drabonam, but he says, Min HaTorah. V'yadua Ma She'omar Gemara, the Shokhik B'inin Kedei Lamido, B'pochas B'gimel, Eitzel Dofan, La'ashim Shir Dal Tvachim. Okay, Vitzarach Eno of Nivatosis. Our Tos we just read. The Muchach, the Behedya, Tefach Shoche. Okay? The Tefach Shoche is only Rabbanan. Umidoraisa died with Tefach Asamach Kosel. Tzarachim v'achakach matzosi shechozer ba'atzmo ve'ish lagom. The Purgan changes mind. The simple reading of Tosis is as drabanan. So how can the Purgan say it's minatari? That's what Nishabru is bothered by in the Bir Halacha. Right? He's bothered by how in the world it's against Tosis, right? Tzarachim lo v'divrei Tosis, because he said that it's it's minatari. Okay, but Tosis says drabanan. So he said it's tzarachim, but then I found that he himself, the Purgan himself, changed his mind in the Yishlag Ram. And said, "Taka midor bon." Okay, all right. Now, yeah.
So, does this mean that the whole sugya is there on it? Even it's Rav and Rav Kahana.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Very possible. Very possible. Okay. Again, Tosfos is only talking about that one case, but possible. But then, that's the Mishnah of the Bir Halacha. The whole din midor bon. It's interesting. The Sas Emes here by us in Sukkah and Zayin and Aleph. Right. It's on the next piece of Gemara, but in the middle, I only chopped out part of the middle. The Svir Le'Rab Simon Le'el, because he's talking about the next part of the Gemara, so the Svir Le'Rab Simon Le'el, the boy Tefeshon, Mahanok, the Chachamim Hechmiru. Why? Shinir Kigimel Tefano Shmaimu. So I don't know if that's the whole Sukkah, but this idea that it should look like three full walls, that's what I know. Coming to Doraisa. The rice said, Stein Kilchosen, Ushlisha Fil Tefach, and that's it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to calculate it. It should be a little more than a Tefach. It's within love. It should be. It's Drabonon. We want it to look like three full walls. You follow? And that's really what the consensus of, of those Rishonim seems to be. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says it seems to be a steer in the Pergamon, and the Pergamon changes mind. And the Pashas and Tosas, and it's Drabonon. But the Shas Emes, the reason I put the Shas Emes is the Shas Emes explains why. So somebody explains why would the Rabbanim make such a rule? The answer is they want it to look like that's the Rabbanim. That which Rashi Tosfos said, that the Sfas Emes saying, that's the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim wanted it, again, it should look like three walls. Somehow it should have the illusion, at least of being three walls. Okay, and go back to what we discussed later, the protection issue, the whole dolphin issue. But that's what the Sfas Emes says. And got it? Yeah. So that's that. Now the Ritva, there's a very, very important Ritva. Okay, which is later on about Tezayin Amar Aleph, Tezayin Rebeis, Amar B'chista, again, the case doesn't matter to us right now, but he says the following thing. There's two ways to look at Lovud. When we say that something is Lovud to the, is Lovud to the ground, or it's Lovud to this thing, does it mean that the airspace is as if we view the airspace if it doesn't exist, and therefore it's viewed as attached? Right? When I have, let's say, I got to be within love of this door. And I put it over here, it's less than 3 tefachim. Yeah? So we say now that, okay, so it's as if it's attached. Okay? It's as if the airspace isn't there. It's as if the item is moved over and is directly touching. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say, no, we don't view the item as having moved. We view the airspace as being filled. It's attached not because we view the item as being moved over, but the airspace is as if it's sealed. You understand the difference? Right? Is it that we view, when I say this, we love it here, so I say therefore it's considered touching like this, because we pretend it jumps over. Well, we say no, it didn't jump anywhere, it stays over here, and this area is viewed as sealed. So the Ritzvah, you understand, it's two different dinners. So the Ritzvah writes, from that sugya that he's talking about there, on Daf Tezayin, 19, he says, again, the case, it doesn't matter, Mishmaitzin Muchoch, the chol hecha darmina lovud, eina ki'ilu haya samuch mamish ve'eino. Okay? It's not as if we view it as if it's touching when it really isn't. That's not what lovud means. We view it as if it's touching when it isn't. The imkein batzo amachitza, it's not a machitza. El lovud dino ki'ilu hu sasum. Okay? We view lovud as if, what? As if it's sealed. Back in our Gemara now for a second. This whole cheshbon only works, this whole cheshbon of the way we're learning the Gemara, where the according to what we just said, most authorities, the Rabbanan say, listen, put that tefach, first of all, make sure it's a tefach shochet, the loose tefach, so it's a little more than a tefach, so it's a little less than 3 tefachim away from that wall, and now you have this wall being a little more than a tefach, so the airspace, which is 3 minus a mashu, and the board, which is three, one tefach plus a mashu, the grand total is four. Now, that whole cheshbon, the grand total of four, only works if what? If you view the lovud as it's now part of the wall. Do you follow? If you view that it jumps back to touching, that's a din of lovud. The lovud just means that this board, which is less than, by 3 tefachim, slightly less than 3 tefachim away, it's if it's some of, you don't have a 7 tefachim, majority of 7 tefachim. You have one. Do you follow? So this whole calculation that it should be a little bit more than a tefach, because that way, since it's a little less than 3 tefachim away, it applies lovud, and now the grand total is four. Four plus four is the majority of seven. That's only true now if you view this whole lovud space as filled in. You follow? And not that the board is now next to it. And maybe that's, maybe I'm just suggesting, maybe that goes back to that question of what is Rabbi Simon, or Rabbi Tamish Relevi, coming to say? If we learn Rashi, if we learn the sugya like Rashi, the way we have it printed with a picture, okay? You could say, yeah, the proper thing to do is, this configuration like playing hangman, okay? With just a little, it's two whole walls, Stein Kilchosim, and one is only a tefah. And Rabbi Simon is coming to say, and even if that tefah board is removed from the corner, but it's within three, then it's also still good. Because it's viewed as if what? As if it's attached. That's if you learn that Rabbi Simon is not coming to argue, he's just coming to add that, guess what? That tefah board doesn't actually have to be touching. It can be removed, like in the picture over here, it can be removed, as long as it's not moved 3 tefachim away. And therefore he's not coming... Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm just trying to link it up with that previous machlokas. It could be that Simon is not arguing, okay? Which is the Ritva said he is arguing based on Lashon Omar. The Ramban said in the Machamas Chalak is arguing. Why? Because it's not just coming because we're viewing love. You got to put it together with Ritva. We're not coming to say, well, guess what? If it's within love, it's also the truth. Is I would say you know that already. What's the chiddush? In other words, if you're just saying if Simon is telling us the rule of love, okay, you're just applying the rule. We know that already. So it doesn't have to be mamish touching. It can be within three. Okay. But could be that's what he's saying, because again, this is the Gemara that's sort of establishing love. So he's maybe telling that's what love is. The Rav says it should be mamish touching. And if Simon says, by the way, it doesn't mean mamish touching. As long as it's within three, it's as if it's touching. But that's not the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. And again, the Ritva and Ramban both said that, that Rav Simon is coming to disagree, okay? And the Sfas Emes explains it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. That's what we saw in the way the Mishnah Berurah explains based on Tosfos and Rav Beis. That the Din D'Rabbanan. What's the Din D'Rabbanan? What is the Din D'Rabbanan? So Sfas Emes says that the third wall, has to look like a real wall. Well, how does it look like a real wall? By saying if I put a board within 3 tefachim, and now how does it look like a real wall? Because the love it counts as part of a wall. It's not that it's views if it's attached. It's viewed as if there's now an extension here. Do you follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's the way they're learning the sugya. Okay, and that's why that's an important ritva. Because you're telling me that love doesn't mean we simply move the thing over as if there's no airspace. That wouldn't help us here. That would only help us here if we're trying to get back and someone's just trying to comment. Whereas Rav says it's got to touch. I'm telling you it doesn't only have to, even if it doesn't quite touch, but it's in 3 tefachim is also good. If that's what he's saying, good. But according to those, Mishnah would say that he's arguing. So what's his argument based on? His argument is based on that the third wall has to be a halachic wall, which is 7 tefachim. A halachic wall for sukkah. Halachic mechitza for sukkah is 7 tefachim long. So it doesn't have to be. Rubik kakula could be 4. Okay, well, how are you going to get 4 with a 1 tefach board? The answer is because you put it within love, and again, this whole thing is the Rabbanan, because they're the ones, like the Sfas Emes said, the Rabbanan are the ones who want it to look like a wall. But again, that only works if you view lovud as not being that we disregard the airspace, but rather we can see, like I said, we can't get out that way because there's a wall there. You bang into something, there's a wall. Halakhically, there's a wall there. Okay? So that's what I wanted to bring out from that, an important ritva. Okay? Now, some of the... yes, everything clear? So some of the Rishonim ask a different question, though. Okay? Just, simple mathematics, I guess, as it were. Why do you need it to be 4 tefachim? Okay, you don't really, because we're trying to get the majority. 3.51 is already majority of 7. In other words, why did it have? We said it dafka has to be that the tefach is a tefach shochik, a loose tefach. and where there's some airspace in between the fingers, which really adds up to a little more than a tefach. Why don't you have a regular? It's a tefach wide. It's slightly less than three tefachim off the thing. So it's now, with that, it's three tefachim. It's still more than a majority of the wall. It's three tefachim plus, whatever, tefach, plus a tefach. I'm sorry. It's a little bit, a little less than three tefachim. So this will be a little less than four tefachim, 3.8, but that's still the majority. Even 3.51, right? It's also the majority. That's where the Ran is, by the way. So let's see the Ran inside. The Beis of Aleph and the Beis of the Rif. You understand the question? Mm-hmm. Why did the Gemara insist that it has to be a tefach shochet? That seemed to be part of the rule. Okay, that seems, it must be, this trick doesn't work if it's not a tefach shochet. Yes, it does. Okay, you still push it over the 3.51 mark, 3.50 mark. That's all you need to do. So the Ran is at the very bottom of the page, Beis of Aleph, the second last line. He says, "Osa tefach shochet might have possibly gone somewhere open." The afal gav, the tefach koldehu ika rov dofan. Even a normal tefach, you'll have rov dofan. The havi tvei megimel tefachim omechtzas, more than 3.5. Okay, so what? Says I feel hachi botzim arba lo chasher b'shum dofta. There's a general rule around it. A simple statement. The Ran says we never find anything less than four tefachim less than four tefachim is of halachic significance. Now, in a chanami, in terms of being the majority of the wall, you're right. You only need 3.51. Okay, and you have that. But we rounded up to four. We wanted four because four tefachim is an important spirit. We don't find anything less than four tefachim anyplace. Four actual tefachim. That's the Ran. Okay, in terms of having the rove dolphin, you're right, 3.51 would suffice. So why do we insist on there being four? Again, the Elovah being closed off, like the Mitzvah said on Daf Tezayin, plus the Tefach Shochet, which is a little more than a Tefach, right? So you have, 2.9 plus, 1.1, so that also adds up to four, right? Why are we going to get to four? Why don't 2.9 plus 1? 3.9, good, it's also, or even less than that, 2.51 plus 1. Would be 3 points, also good. Yeah, it would be good in terms of the dolphin of the sukkah, you're right, because you'd have the majority, but we don't find that it's something less than four tefachim is of significance. That's what he says. And in the Rashash, also here by us, I looked it up at home, so that's a whole different arrangement. Let's see. I have it in my volume, it's page Chesem Aleph, in the middle by the Chidushim. Right, is that the one? Also, yeah. So he says, "Ayin Pirush Rashi, Hain Rov Dofan." Oh, so Ayin Pirush Hain Rov Dofan. I feel like the Tefa. He asked the question. 1 second. First is Ayin Pirush Rashi. Period. Hain Rov Dofan. I feel like the Tefa Otsev. Otsev again means tight. Okay, you could accomplish the same thing with tight talking. Okay, or Tefa Otsev Apachos. Okay, again, he explained why he didn't quote the Ram, but just he spells out the kasha. The Ram doesn't spell out the kasha exactly the same way, but all right. But basically the same thing. He says, first we said in Kilayim, I looked it up, it's nothing different there. So that's what the Rasha says as well. Okay? So less than four tefachim is not considered of any value. The Tosa Rosh mentioned something else that's important here. Tosa Rosh in 22, the Tosa Rosh here in Sukkah Zayinu Beis. Zayinu Aleph, I mean. Duma'asa Oso Tefach Shochei. Okay, Ma'amidu B'pachas B'gimus Ha'adam K'day She'i Rocho Dalad N'chashu M'chitza B'chol Makam. Four Tvachim, that's again, that's what Tosa is saying. You have a total of four Tvachim, that's M'chitza everywhere. Now, then he says the following. V'afa Gav, the Parakam De'irin, Lo Yohav Le'Shura L'konashol Tzuris HaPesach, L'konamash Mikan, L'konamash Mikan. Yes, 1 second. Okay, it says it to us in Rosh. When we talk about, let's say, the Erevin, okay, setting up Tzuris HaPesach. So the rule is the language of the Gemara. Konamikan, Rekonamikan, Rekon al Gabeyan. Right? Remember in Erevin you have to create a series of door posts. Tzuris HaPesa. I mentioned in the past. Now the word Erev is a misnomer. Because the Erev is down. The Erev can't come down. The Erev is a box of matzahs. Okay, Erev can be eaten, but it can't fall down. Okay, and nothing happens to the box of matzahs in a storm. Okay, but the Erev's still up? Yeah, but the slang in Yiddish, we say Erev means all. But what we really, when an Erev, when you have an Erev around the town, so it's a series of doorways. Okay, and a series of doorways. The idea being, the Chiddush Erev is, I think I mentioned once before, that if I'm in a house, indoors I can carry. But let's say the door is open over here. I can still carry. Let's say both these doors are open. Let's say there's a door on the side. They're all open. The inside can still carry as long as Omeid Murbal parts is more open, more sealed than open. But the Chiddush of the Din of Erev is even if it's all open. Okay, if you have all these doorways that are open, so if you're only dealing with the Rishus HaRabim Darabana to begin with, as opposed to real Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, most places don't have Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, according to many Tharis. So then that's how Erev works. So it's a series of doorposts. So what's the doorpost? So nowadays, a lot of times you use telephone wires, right? So you have a pole over here and a pole over here. Now, most of the time, the telephone poles are thick. Okay, but sometimes you can use the telephone poles. You can build something. So what you build, it can be any comment, read, anything. It doesn't have to be a tefach wire. So the Ritva, the Tosar Rosh asks, he says, after the parakam Erevin lo yohit shi'ur lekana shel tzuras ha-pesach. We don't find that when it comes to Erevin that the tzuras ha-pesach has to be any minimum width of a tefach or anything. Elekana mashem ikan, mekana mashem ikan, mekana gabeyan. Any type of I'm not even sure that in some, the truth is the boards that we use. I've seen Erevin where the lechet they put up will be just like a thin, like almost like a bamboo thing, a thin thing. No, a thin thing. Where it's not a tefach wide. And that's okay. Now, the truth is it's connected to the poles. The whole pole becomes part of it. It is a tefach wide. But let's say when they build an Erev in a camp or around a hotel, so I'm not going for Shabbaton, they bring and build an Erev around. So they have a piece of wood, okay, and a string, and I've been involved in building before. You could tell you, who said it has to be a tefach wide? Kana is a reed, right? So why suddenly coming up here and it's got to be a tefach? So the Tosar Rosh explains. Again, this is Tosar Rosh here in Sukkah Zayim and Aleph, the last of Oselom. He says at the end, Yafal Gav, the parakam, the Erevin, lo yoyev shiur, lo kana shul tzuzah pesach, ela kana mash mikan, vekana mash mikan, vekana gavim, ela shetei bria kadeh shetam odeles. Okay, it has to be strong. In other words, it can't be string or something like that. It has to be strong enough to be able to support a delas, even if it's a delas shokash. It doesn't support a huge metal doorway like in a safe or something like that, or even a regular wooden door. It's got to be strong. It's got to be able to support something. Can't be like a reed, some stem of a flower or something like that. But it doesn't have to be a tefach is the point. Just as a side issue, that issue again. I told you once, the idea of a tefach of being able to support a del shokash, runs into the question of how far apart. Let's say you have a city, okay, which is a shape of a box, a rectangle, let's say, or square, okay. I should be able to make an air around that city with four posts, okay, one here, one here, one here, one here, okay, four posts, and run a string across the top, okay. Why can't you do that? The answer is because these posts, if it's a small area, you can. But if it's a larger area, these posts are too far apart, even with a regular wooden, even a telephone pole. But it can't support a delis if it's so far apart. Even a straw delis, that's a lot of space to cover. So you have to figure out, you have to put a new post at a point where you think it no longer would hold a delis shokash. It sounds vague in halacha. Rosh Shechter always said that it should be. Again, if there's a directional change, of course you have to put up a new post, because again, a doorway doesn't bend in the middle. But I'm talking about the street, let's say the border, you picture some town up in the mountains, the highway goes right through, straight right through. Okay, so, but there, you have to figure out, so we should have the equivalent of like a city block and a half. Okay, block and a half, two blocks of a city block, that far will hold. Beyond that, it won't. Where do you get to that? As far as that's one, it's not clear. So I know there in Tinek, even if let's say the street called River Road, in certain areas the river road is very straight. We nevertheless, we don't put up on every telephone pole, we put up on every two or three telephones. Some Arabin, they don't want to take any chance, they put one up on every telephone pole and finish. Now that's a good form. On the other hand, it could be a problem because, you know, you have to check every one of them and so on. So, you know, everything has ups and downs. But that's what we do, a block and a half, roughly two poles, three poles, get straight. But if it's 10 poles, we're not going to do it. Right? And that's because of that. But getting back to Tosa Rosh. So Tosa Rosh here in Sukkah, Zayin Aleph, asks, how come something here has to be a tefach? Okay? He says, because Gabe Dofen Sukkah Do Reis Echmiru, because by Sukkah, we're trying to create a Do. By Erevin, the whole thing is Rabbanah to begin with, right? The whole area, we're talking about a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, the Rabbanah, you can carry him. Okay? It's only Rosh Hashanah Rabban, the Rabbanah. It's not a real Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So, you know, the Carmelites, so the Reis you can carry. So, Midr Rabbanah, we say that any type of Kana. But we're trying to create a Mechitza for Sukkah purpose, which is Do Reisa. And that's the assumption, the din of Shtayim Kilchosam. In terms of that din, Shtayim Kilchosam, Me'echad Amfil Tefa, okay, the third wall of Tefa, that's a din Do Reisa. We want the third wall to be like a real wall. So now, that and so the Rosh is saying, I don't know if he's saying that means Do Reisa, that has to be like that. The Rabbanan said, since we're dealing with Do Reisa, the Rabbanan are Machmir, and say it's got to be a Tefa. You follow? I'm not sure the Rosh is disagreeing with what we said earlier, that this whole din is only the Rabbanon. And he said, no, it's the Rosh. You could read the Rosh that way, it seems to me. Okay, you could read the Rosh and say, listen, the Sukkah we're dealing with the Rishas, and therefore, the Rosh has to be, you know, Tefach wide and so on and so forth. But we didn't say that. We said that it's only the Rabbanon. They wanted it to, like the Sosem said, they wanted it to look like a fourth wall. You know, that's a Rabbanon concern. But be that as it may, it's a Rabbanon concern regarding the mitzvah d'oraisa. So they're restricted. That's why it's got to be a tefach. Okay? Even though by Erevin it's on Susapet, doesn't have to be a tefach. And that, you know, that fits in with that Tosos on the Beis that, what do they say again? They made it, that fits in with that Tosos on the Beis, he made it a tefach, right? Tzarech Lomar, Yesh Lomar, the Myri Melechi Tefach, right? Because the Gemara says, Sichach Agabe Mavui is good, but the Mavui is only a Lechi. And the Lechi, according to Erevin purposes, Mavui purposes can only be a Mashu. Doesn't have to be a Tefach wide. So how could it be good? So Tom says, you have to say that, no, what Tom did was a Lechi, it was Taka, because that's what's required by Sukkah. I'm just putting this Tosa Rosh together with that Tosas, you know, Zion Bays. That you have to create a midrabbanan. You have to create a not enough just to have a mashu. You have to have a tefach with sukkah. Okay. Yes. Good. Okay. The Meiri, it's really on a previous page, and the Meiri is on Bob Mavayis because he summarized the sugya. After Dibur Vasa Kvar B'Yarnu B'Mishnah, it's only the only one Meiri on Bob Mavayis. So the Meiri says in 23. The Ein out there after he talks about Rav and Rav Asher and Kana, Keneged Hayotze and Rosh Tor, he says, the Ein halacha ka'achot v'shomas elu, ela oset tfacho shochek, rotzalomo yetzal tefach mashu, a little bigger than the tefach, I'd like to explain. Umamido v'pochos mishosho somuch adolfen shukalovut, v'nimtza shir arba tfachim bein ha-tefach ha-shochek, v'aber shakol kedofen v'toros lovut. Again, he says it, he doesn't punch out the same way the Ritva did, but it's saying the same thing. That we view Lovud as if it's sealed, right? The Harezer Rov Dofen Mesukrik Tano Shemesh Shol Shiva Tvachim. Okay? But he says, the Miri is, the Lo Amru Tefach Shochek Nelo the Rav Chedimosa Shehe Rov Nikar. When we call Mokom, but the Eved Dayo Af Betefach Mitzumtzum, Shra Dayin Yesh Kan Rov Dofen, Shra Nim Tusham Arba Tvachim Pachas Mashu. He said an interesting thing here. It's a little different. The Ran had said that, well, again, the mirror is a different approach to our question from before, right? Because we asked, what do you need to do a tefach shochek for? Because you want to get it up to four. You don't have to get it up to number four. You just got to get past 3.50, right? You want to get a majority of seven. So the Ran said, but we never find less than four tefachim being a value. The Rosh Hashanah said, right? And B'chol Makom, we always find, right? The Meiri says that that's itself a chumrah, l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're right, he says. But that's l'rav chodemilsa. The Mir says, b'di'eved, even if it wasn't a tefach shochek, it was actual, tighter tefachim, so that the total was not 4, it was 3.8 or whatever it'll come out to. The Mir says that works then too, because l'maisi, you have the majority. So I don't want to necessarily set it up as a machlokas, okay, but it sounds like the Ran says no, it can never be less than 4. Less than 4 is not worth anything. Okay, so 3.51, even though in terms of the width of the dolphin, that counts as something, but halacha doesn't count, it's got to be 4. And the Meiri is agreed, l'chatchila should be like that. But he said, b'dievet, sof kol sof, once you've topped 3.5, so you already have the majority of 7. Right? So he says, b'dievet, the Rav Chanamil says, it's better that way. Okay, but he says, mikol makom b'dievet, dayo af b'tefach mitzumtzum, even if it's a limited tefach, a tighter tefach, it's still good. Sharia dayin, yesh kan rov dofen. You still have the rov, so what do you want? You still have the rov. Okay, so then Amiri considerably argues, or he's saying at least the Evan, it's good without that. Okay? And finally, we come to Aruch HaNeir, there's an interesting discussion. Okay? So here on Zayin Amal. B'gemara Osek Tefa Shochei. So the Aruch HaNeir writes, Afal Gav, the Betefach Metzumtzum, Pochus Megimel Dofen Gam. Same question. Gam Ken Haviro Dofen. Okay, even though a tighter Tefach, a more limited Tefach, which is within a little less than 3 to the dolphin is also rove dolphin. The rove dolphin habe mashio semi gimel tvach mamezah, right? The rove is a little more than 3.51, right? The way we explained it, yeah. So the kvar tira taran the pochas marbala nechshav ayin sham. Okay, but less than 4 dolphin doesn't count. It quotes the ram. Good. Bekaman also he says lamad amrin lekaman yudamalal darbo habe mokum choshuv. That, again, a makom chashuv was always 4 tefachim. Always fine than 4 tefachim, 4 tefachim by a lot of other dinim. Okay, so aval kosherly, I have a different question. Kevin the kaimelon b'chol makom the rubo kakulo. Don't we have a din? We discussed it earlier this year. Rubo kakulo. Okay, in Cain achad the gamrina alochal moshe mitzinai the loved linyan ma osi hilchos of the shlisha afil tefach. The pshita came in the marina of pachos megimel a dolphin, the nechshav krov dolphin, umameila gam ken kedolphin kulo. He says, 1 second, we paskin rubo kakulo, right? So again, came in the marina of pachos megimel a dolphin. I'm sorry, came in the kaimel mechol makom the rubo kakulo. In Cain, achar the gam. After we have the halacha which we've seen of lovud, okay, right? So the inyan ma osi hilchos shishafil tefach. What is this special halacha mishnah sinai? The third wall can be even a tefach. The pshita came in the mamidim bepochos megimel the dolphin. Okay, nechshav kerov dolphin. So he says, 1 second. He says, what's this? What's this din of that halacha mishnah sinai? That the third wall can even be a tefach. Obviously, if you're putting it less than 3 tefachim away from the dolphin, okay, then that's considered rov of the dolphin. And therefore, it's the Ruba Kukulo, right? You don't need a special halacha mosh misinai to tell you that the third wall is. In other words, let's assume you need 3 full walls. This is the Aruch HaNeir's kasha. Let's assume you need 3 walls. There's no such halacha mosh misinai. Shlish is a filo tefach. Okay, you need 3 walls. So there's only 3 walls. Of 7 tefachim each, right? So 1 second. I'm gonna put all the drabbanim together, all the halacha mosh misinai rather together. Let's put up a 1 tefach. Without, again, pretend there's no din, shlishis afil tefach. Okay? I'm going to put up a tefach board, okay, on within, or a tefach shochel, let's say our way, it's a little more than a tefach board, within 3 tefachim of the end of the right angle, okay? So that's going to become like, it's a little more than a tefach, plus a little less than 3, because I love it, so it's a grand total of 4. And rubo kakulo. So I have a fourth wall. Where is it? There it is. It's within 3 tefachim. Rubo kakulo. I have a fourth wall. So even without the halacha mosh misinai, that the third wall can be a tefach. It can be a tefach anyway. You follow this kasha? You get it? Is that again right? Everyone got it? What do you need this halacha mosh misinai for? That's his kasha. He says, it's a clever question. He says, Linyan ma asilchus of the shefel tefach. The pshita came with the mamidim pochus megimel a dolphin nechshav kerov dolphin. And if you, the way we just explained, if you put it within 3 tefachim of the right angle, so now that becomes considered rov dolphin, right? Forget about the 3.5, 4. Let's just do 4. Okay, we got the 4. But that's not because of a halach special halach Hosh Mesinai that time kuchosan and shlisa fil tefach. Even without the halach Hosh Mesinai, I got a third wall there because ruba kukulo. Yesh lomar, the vada mishum ruba kukulo vad ein lechashro kedofen shalom. Now ruba kukulo itself will not make this be viewed as a full dofen. Dim lo kein lo neboy rag dofen haim tsoy shlema. The yamid habei is the fanos asmucha ade tefach shochek. I'll have the following case. Okay, I'm going to save on wood. All I need is one actual board, one full length board, and then on both sides I'll put a tefach board within three trachma without one thing. And guess what? I got three full walls. This is a row, and that's a row. You see what I'm saying, right? See what I'm saying? Just have one board. Okay, and on each side, one board, seven tefachim, minimum size of so whatever size you want, above seven tefachim. So here you have one, and I'll put on each side another board within lovewood, and then I got row of wall here, row of wall here. So bingo, I got three walls, right? That's what it is. Why can't you do that? Okay, you can't do that. Okay, el al karcha. Right, again, read it again. Yesh lomar devada mishum rubo kekulo levad. Ain lechashro kedofen shalim. The imlokein lo the boy rock dofen and sorry shlema, right? The middle one. The yamid habeis hatfanas osmukim lo. I de tefach shochek pachas megimol. El karchov to be in the gabi sukkah mechitzo shlemos. Okay. Now a sukkah requires normal full walls. The lochein tzorach halacha lemoshe misinai the sagi beshlishis tefach. Okay. This rubo kekulo. Yeah, there is a din rubo kukulo, but it doesn't work here. The din is a sukkah needs three real mechitzas. No rubo kukulo, it needs three real mechitzas. Okay, there's a halacha Hosh Mesinai at the special din at the third one and only the third one. Sagi b'shishis tefa v'rak achar de gemiri lo kein. After we learned that halacha Hosh Mesinai amrina and shiyasai de tefa zel kolponim rov dofen shel shira shalim. It's like we said before, the Rabbanan came along and said, well, let's make the third one so it looks like, again, the way the Sfasema said, right? The Rabbanan said, well, the halacha Moshe Mesinai is that the third can be a tefach, can be anywhere, can be attached, it doesn't have to be roved open. But the Rabbanan said, once you have this third, let's make it look like it's a full wall. Avavada b'chol ha-dvarim she-nosna ha-torah ha-halacha Moshe Mesinai shir lo amrinan rubo kukulo. You can't just randomly apply rubo kukulo. That's the halacha. You can't just randomly apply rubo kukulo. Okay, when the Torah gives you a shear, okay, then that has to be the shear. You can't now say rubo kukulo. For example, the imlokein yotza ba'achal rov kazayis matzah. I'm not eating kazayis. I need rovo kazayis rubo kukulo. Right. But we don't say that. There's this minimum you have to eat. So we don't say the minimum is, well, rov of the minimum. It's not. The minimum is a kezayit. If rubo kukulo, I ate rovo kezayit. So rubo kukulo, I don't say that. O yischayev b'achal rov kezayit mechametz. I didn't eat a kezayit mechametz. I ate a rovo kezayit. I'll be chayev. A karchelev, a dam, whatever. El al karchach, hecha denimsa shir, be'inan shir shalim. When there is an actual shir, you need the full amount. Okay, we don't say rubo kukulo. Okay, I mean, it's not the same thing because it's not the same thing. I'm saying offhand. But, you know, you have a din, for example, mitzvah sayom kukulo. Okay, Rachman Latzana, somebody's sitting shiva. Okay, so the last day of shiva, you only have to sit shiva at the beginning of the day. We say mitzvah sayom kukulo. That's why everyone gets up in the morning, right, after Shachas, right, the seventh day. The day the burial counts is day one. Okay, day seven, after the burial, you got mix. Why? Because mitzvah sayom kukulo. So I have a good idea. Shabbos morning, I'll keep Shabbos the first hour or two of the day, and then I'll go about my business. Mix some kukulo. Okay, I'll do kippah, and I'll just daven and fast. And after all, I'll eat mix some kukulo. So it's not the same thing, because then you need what's called a melos, and other, you know, but conceptually it's related. When you have certain shiurim, so it's got to be that shiur. Okay, a specific shear. You know, we apply rubo kukulo. Let's say, for example, you have abricosas. So, if I have a cup, even if I have an enormous cup, you're supposed to drink the full cup of wine. There is a minimum shear. I can't drink less than it, but let's say I have a cup that holds 10 ounces. Okay, I don't advise it. But let's say you have a cup that's 10 ounces. So you're supposed to drink for each of the abrikosas all 10 ounces. There we'll say, because you have to drink the whole kos, there we'll say rov kos is good enough. If you drink rov kos, rubo kakulo, because you're not infringing on actual measurement. But the measurement has to be, if you have to drink 3.3 fluid ounces, whatever the amount is, then you can't say rubo kakulo on a measurement. You follow? So that's what the Rachanan is saying. It's al karchach, the last line, hecha de nimsar shir, be'in and shir sholim. The kevan the defano sukkah garmin shay zayin tochem, lo sagi berubo. Rubo kakulo doesn't work. Okay, then they got to be 7 tefachim long. All right, so why can the third one be less? Because now, Elo Gamrina came in phrase with Dofan HaShisha, Allah HaMosh Mitzinai, that says the third one can be less. And the Rabbanan said, yes, the third one can be less, but let's make it look like it's the whole thing. You follow? So that's the din over here. Again, they're all saying this in different ways, but they're coming to the same conclusion. So, that is the Psak of Rabbi Simon. That the third one, again, we're going to assume he's arguing, the third one should be a little further away because you want to create that sort of illusion or that sense that there is a fourth dolphin here. And again, the important idea of that ritzvah, and the Miri says it less explicitly, that the lover is considered sealed. So now you have the role of a fourth wall. That's what he says. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Sukkah Osamu Kamavim. Okay, in the next two. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.